Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Come on, Fee.
Every Tuesday.
Because right now I'm about to tune in to PD Radio and get booed up with Miss PD and listen to my guy Black. My name is R.L., Mr. Butter Love himself. Keep it locked. PD Radio.
That's right. Hey guys. Hello. XOXO. It's time for Tuesday Night Takeover with PD Radio. And here I am, the lady, your poetry, the one who makes you smile, the host that brings it every week, Miss PD. And sharing the airwaves with me is my co-host that's better than most, the ever so talented beat therapist, known to you all as Black. Good evening, Black. How you feeling?
I'm good, Miss PD. What's going on over there?
I'm here. I'm doing my thing. I'm excited about tonight's show. You excited?
Oh, most definitely. You know, hey, I'm ruthless, you know.
Show.
I come
You're ruthless,
in,
huh?
You know. I'm like Samuel Jackson, you know.
You know what?
Want my blood? Take my blood. I'm ready to get it on.
You stupid. Well, tonight is going to be another great show, Black. But first, I want to give our PD Radio love to last week's guest, Miss Tina Williams, founder of Creole Love Products, and the lovely and talented hip-hop artist, Miss Nicole Kane. Both came through last week, giving us engaging and fun interviews, and we had a ball talking with them. So check them out on our website, pdradio.site40.net, and our website was created by my co-host, Black. He gets it in like that. Yes, he does. But tonight, y'all ain't ready. Nah. Y'all not ready for who coming through tonight. Now, I know you guys remember the hits Wifey, Too Close, Butter Love. Well, the cutie of the group, RL, is here tonight in the building with PD Radio, and we are super excited to have this talented artist with us. RL has a new single out called Boot Up. And you'll hear it later on tonight in the show. And he is here to talk about his second solo album coming out later this year, titled 515, and much more. He got some good convo for you guys tonight, so you don't want to go anywhere. So I have said it. Don't go anywhere. Radio. This is how we do it.
That's right.
But in the meantime, and in between time, call us up and chat with us. Tell us what's on your mind. We love to speak with our listeners on air about whatever it is you're feeling. The number to call is 646-478-3599 and press 1 if you want to speak. Now, some topics we're going to throw out there tonight, Black, you know, came straight from Twitter.
Yeah, I was wondering what you came up with. You know, I'm ready for these topics because, you know, me.
I didn't come up with anything.
I'm putting it out there right now. If you call in, I'm going to ask you a question. You might not like it, but I'm going to ask.
You might not like it, but we're going to ask it. Well,
that's
I should
how
say Black going to ask it.
That's right.
So I got a few topics from Twitter. I put it out there on Twitter, and, you know, Dr. No on Twitter, he wants to know what y'all think about thirst traps. What does it mean? Who does it? And why?
Ooh, thirst traps.
Also, thirst traps. Also, Eargasm from Twitter wants to know, do people prefer reality TV or reality?
Okay.
And Black, of course, you threw out the question. I should have known your question had to do with sex. You threw out the question, how important is good sex in a relationship? So, those are some of the topics we throwing out there in the air. Call us up and chime in on any one of them, or throw out your own topics that you may want to discuss with us. We welcome everything. So, yeah, that sex one, yeah, I knew that was coming from you, Black, because that stays on your mind.
You know, I got to open Pandora's box a little bit. You know, I got to peek in just to see what's
you
going
open
on.
It. You kick the door wide open all the time.
Hey.
They don't know about you.
That's how
but
we get
before down. We get into any calls, you know what we got to do. You know what it is.
Hit it up.
You know what it is. It's celebrity birthday shout out time. Now, we are going to kick off the celebrity birthdays with this week's guest, RL. Tonight, RL will be in the show, and it's also his birthday. So, happy birthday, RL, from PD Radio. Can't wait to talk to you a little bit later. I know you're getting it in right now. Also
That's
celebrating
right.
the birthday this week is Meth Man. He's 42. And
okay.
R.I.P. to legendary singer Marvin Gaye. My mother absolutely loved that man. I've said it many times before. She wanted to name my brother Marvin, but my dad wasn't having it. He was not having it. And she named me Tammy after Tammy Terrell, after his, you know, his partner.
Marvelous
so,
Marvin.
Yeah, he would have been 79 years old this week had he been here. Adam Rodriguez of CSI Miami, 38. He's so cute with his little dimples. Anyway, Dion Richmond, who used to play Rudy's friend Bud on The Cosby Show. He is 35 years old this week. Rapper Roscoe Dash, 23. Rapper Young Jock, 30. Comedic superstar Eddie Murphy is 51. Actor Alec Baldwin, 54. Everybody getting old. Comedian Ari Spears, 37. Singer Kelly Price, 39. Actor Robert Downey Jr., 57. Poet Maya Angelou, 84. She's 84. You go, Maya.
It's like that.
The lovely and beautiful and just wonderful Jill Scott. She's 40 years old this week. Actress Lisa Ray, she's also 40. I don't know if I'm trusting these numbers, though.
Rapper Lisa Ray? Yeah.
Let me stop. Rapper Juicy J of 3-6 Mafia, he's 37. General Colin Powell, 75. Rapper producer Pharrell Williams, 39. Christopher Reed, a.k.a. Kid of Kid and Play, 48. Now, I've made this quite clear. My judicial crush, Judge Greg Mathis. He's 52 years old this week. I love that man. He is so sexy to me because I don't know what it is. Anyway, happy birthday, Judge Greg Mathis. You know I want you on this show, boy.
Yeah, you've been working that for a minute.
I'm working that. He coming on PD Radio. Mr. Suave himself, Billy D. Williams, 75. Wow. Martial arts actor Jackie Chan, 58. Actor Russell Crowe, 48. Comedian actor Bill Bellamy, 47. And last but never least, celebrating another young birthday this week. My very young co-host.
Oh, man, that's right.
He's celebrating a birthday this week, this Thursday to be exact, is my young, talented co-host, Black. So, Black, happy birthday to you. I know it's early, but, you know, I got to do it on the air.
I'll take it.
Because we don't air on Thursday. You'll take it. We don't air
I'll
on Thursday, so I'm putting it out there right now. Happy birthday to you, Black, and happy birthday to all of you guys. And we're bringing her back this week for y'all to sing, Miss Jennifer Hudson. So you want to hear? Here it goes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
The remix.
To you.
Take that, take
happy
that, take that.
Happy birthday. To you.
Sing it, Jennifer. Girl.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, she emphasized that you the Black. Yeah, that was just for you.
I'll take it.
Give it up for Jennifer Hudson. That's
right.
Right. So
it's
happy birthday to all you guys.
And
big super
party.
Shout out to you, Black. Where the after party going to be at? You having a party, Black? Let me find out you'll invite me to your party. It's going to be some
hey,
consequences
and
repercussions.
This is closed off, though. This is only for the elite.
It's the velvet rope? You got the velvet rope?
Exactly.
Yeah, I better be a part of that or you're going to have some issues. Or I'm finding a new co-host. Oh, yeah, I said it. Let
see
me not
do.
Be invited to your party, and I'm going to have a new co-host. Started next week. Don't play with me. You know not to play with me. But,
now, I see that, right? She ready to just throw me to the wolves already.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to throw you to the wolves. Let me not be invited to the festivities. I'm being front. You better boo yourself, player. I hate you. I do not like you at all. But it looks like we got some callers, so why don't we go into a couple of callers before we kick off the rest of the show.
Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what they got to say.
Petey Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hear
what's
you.
Going on?
What's good? What's good?
What's your name?
Good.
It sound like him. It sound like him.
Yeah. What's Radio, up, what's good? What's good? What's good?
We good. We good. Oh. We good. We good. How are you?
Yo, what's good,
only
y'all?
You.
Yo, I'm telling
you.
You know, I'm tuning in. You know, I know you launching the joint tonight. You know, so I wanted to
right.
call up to commemorate that. Shout out to RL.
Is that
he
right?
on his way. You know. But,
oh
but
yeah.
Fellas, listen. You might as well just, it's a wrap, man. Just let RL do his thing tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can have your girl back tomorrow. It's all good, fellas.
No, but here's the thing, see, after the interview, the ladies, you know, they're going to be all wet and ready, you know, for their man.
Yeah,
so they're going
right.
to have their
you're,
man
you're,
tonight.
You're right, but real
yeah.
talk, they still not even going to be, they're going to be still thinking about son, man. He made wifey, man. That nigga made wifey.
And too close. Come on now. Baby girl dancing so close.
Classics.
And it's all for me.
I know he's there. Oh,
yes,
man.
He did. That's Larry J. Ryan up in the building.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I know, right?
I just wanted to say what up, you know. See, y'all blasting off the joint tonight. It's called I Don't Give a Fuck, No Fucks Given, and y'all check that out. It's coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? And because you're on the line right now and you blasting your song, we need to just go into that.
Wait, hold on. Before you even get into it, though, the original record is my nigga Joe Motley. It's him featuring me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. He out in England. He out in England and shit. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to be on his album. It's coming soon. But there's a version with just me on it that is fucking nuts.
That's what we're going to play tonight.
I'm putting it out. It's going to be on my joint coming soon called Choreography. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Salute
That's
to y'all.
What I'm
Salute
about.
To. Salute. And Black, I need some beats, B. I need some beats now.
Hey.
I need beats now. Word up. Yo,
you said
I just
it,
start,
it's done.
I just
I got
started working
for you. I got
well,
something
I
for
start.
You that I'm going to play live on the air after the interview, and you tell
oh,
me if
shit.
You like this joint or not.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
here
wow.
we go.
It's,
all right,
it's all
right.
you.
Don't be mad if I call up and just start spitting like two years
hey.
Ago. A friend of mine.
Oh, that,
no
man.
Way.
Man.
Word up.
Oh,
but yo,
man.
Real talk. Real talk. Salute to y'all, man. Love y'all, man. And thanks,
Thank
man, thanks
you.
For throwing the joint on. And, you know, I feel good.
You should feel good. That joint
about.
Is hot. And we're going to get into it right now. So set it up one more time for him again, C. Set it up.
All right. Yo, on PD Radio tonight is going down. I am the Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, a.k.a. your mother's baby father, a.k.a. I will punch you in your motherfucking face. And this record that's coming on right now is called IDGAF, a.k.a. I don't give a fuck. A.K.A. No Fucks Given. We got a lot of A.K.A.s going on because we're mad as hell, man. We're mad, man. It's strength for numbers.
You heard it. You heard it.
Six Man
Here
Radio.
We, go.
We going in.
Six Man Radio Bad Seat.
Yeah. I'm heartless. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't black ops. I'm in the window, yup, the city is your backdrop. Gats pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold this finger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up, or roll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yeah. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give up.
Yeah. Look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for realer. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf, you softer than Ben Stiller. Getting head from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his sucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan. Discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
IDGAFF, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right, right. All I see is money.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fuck giving, no, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass escape, huh? And no fucks given, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, laid up. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the pastor.
IDGAFF, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright? No fucks given, nigga, no fucks given. No fucks given, nigga, no fucks given. What? I don't give a fuck. Fuck. LMAO, nigga. Cause you ain't really tough. Yeah.
Woo. They wasn't ready for that, Black. They were not,
nah, not
ready
at all.
For that.
Not at all.
Nah. That was
hot. Man, you still on the line, baby?
He gone.
Whatever you do, so here we go. Black style.
Just get funky.
PD Radio.
Slow burn. Yeah. Black District. Mr. Shy. Hey, yo, Black, you crazy for this track right here.
I feel like my homie Kata Brown said, if I hate my haters, what that make me, man? I love y'all niggas.
Can't nobody do it like I do. Nobody messing with our crew. We out here getting that money, what about you? I see you hating, but that's what haters do. Man, I think you haters got me so over. Can't nobody do it like I do.
I don't get mad.
Ain't nobody messing with our crew.
Click it, F your life. F Facebook, man, keep them light. Cut it in the back like Shabby Knight.
Shabby Knight.
I don't wanna be nice. I don't like nothing that none of them right. But I'm so nice that I'm gonna be nice. I ghost right, let me get you a price. Gotta give him a price.
Give him a price.
I'ma set him up nice. Shot down, my town. I don't care if you drop now. Bitch, my ears on lockdown. I'm the hottest thing off the block now. Don't come around here talking. I'm Christopher Walken.
Creeping up on that time where our special guest of the night, Mr. RL, Butter Love,
of next. Right. He's coming to the show tonight. So I think we need to prepare for his coming, make the man feel welcome when he shows up on PD Radio.
Right.
I'm telling you guys, don't leave. Stay tuned, stay locked. RL is coming. He's bringing it. No hold bars. You want to stay tuned. You want to listen to this. You know, he's so cute. He's so fine. But on a serious side, he's a very talented artist. He does a lot of work behind the scenes, things that people don't know. So you want to stay tuned. I mean, this is a very, very talented man. So stay tuned, stay locked. We're going to prepare for his coming right now by going in to some of his back-in-the-day joints. You ready for that, Black? You ready to
I'm
give
ready.
It to him? You ready?
Let's do it.
PD Radio, this is how we do it.
Thank you.
PD Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are approaching the hour, baby. We are approaching
the
hour.
Oh, it is time. The time is here. Our guest is in the building, and it's time to get it done, Black.
Let's do it. Here we go, baby.
Here we go.
Exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
You are listening to PD Radio.
All right, it's All the Way official right now on PD Radio with me, Miss PD, and my co-host Black, as we have the privilege to have with us right now on the line the multi-talented and very debonair singer, songwriter, and producer, Robert Lavelle, better known to us all as RL from the group Next. Hello, RL. How are you? Welcome to PD Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm great. How about yourself?
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Good to have you on tonight. Now, RL, before we get started, I just want to give a little bit of your backstory. You have been in the game a very long time, over 15 years. You burst onto the scene. Yeah. You burst onto the scene right from high school with your debut album, Rated Next, which claimed the hits Butter Love and Too Close. And I just have to say, RL, I remember seeing the video for Too Close, and Miss PD over here, I was just swooning over you, just so you know, I had to throw that in. And in 2000, you followed up with the Welcome to Nextasy album, which claimed the hit Wifey. And now, here you are with the new single called Boot Up from your solo project titled 515. Now, it's been a minute, RL, since you've been in the spotlight, though I know you've been working hard behind the scenes for other artists. How does it feel right now to be back doing your own music? And tell us what we can expect from your new album, 515.
Well, it's pretty refreshing. For me, I've always been about the art. It's never been about the credit for me, so a lot of people never knew about all the things that I did behind the scenes because I kind of kept it to myself, but it's actually pretty refreshing. I was nervous, and I wasn't sure if I really wanted to, you know, do the artist thing anymore, but I'm happy I decided to do it.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
We're happy you decided to do it as well. You know, you're a talent that needs to be heard, RL, so I'm glad you decided to step back into the spotlight. Now, me, I'm a poet, RL, and I feel like life experiences provides the best substance behind the subject. As a writer, do you feel the same, and do you find yourself drawing on personal experiences while working on this solo album?
It's always personal. It could be somebody that I'm close to that's going through something as well as me. It doesn't always have to be directly. It could be indirectly, but I've always found it best to make music that's relatable so that if somebody is going through it that I know or I'm myself personally going through it, I think it's easier for me to communicate it and do it more convincingly that way.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, being that you do work with some of the big names in the industry, RL, are there going to be any surprises with this solo album, 515? Anybody that we know that's going to be showing up, making an appearance on this album?
Well, we're working on it right now. I do have Teddy, who's like my big brother, Teddy Riley, on the joint with me. Besides that, I'm looking at some other possible ones. It's probable. I'm trying to get a duet done with a pretty big artist.
We'll
see.
Okay.
I think it's going to happen. I just want to make sure it happens the right way.
Understood. Well, I'm feeling your new single, Boot Up. I really do like the single, and the video is crazy. I love that, too. And you still look the same, RL. You look the same. You're a little bit more buffed up now, you know, looking all manly and all. But your face is still, you have a baby face. Do you hear that a lot?
Well, you know, I've always taken pride in trying to take care of myself, eating right. I haven't had beef or pork in, like, 15 years. I try to live that because I know that it's a blessing to even be in this position. So I take it very seriously. I understand that you know, God has given me an opportunity and I want to utilize it. So I do love the fact that people do say, you know, you look the same or, you know, things like that. Because I do want to, you know, try to put a positive face out there and show people that, you know, I'm dedicated, a total artist. I know a lot of times people say artist and they throw that word out there, you know, so regularly. But I look at it like there's a lot of performers and singers out there, but there aren't a lot of artists.
Right.
Tell it. That's the truth right there. That's the absolute truth.
You are listening to PD Radio.
Now, I saw the trailer for your documentary, Full Circle, and from what I saw, you are coming real with it. I was very impressed at your truth and speaking on having it all and losing some and trying to be everything to everybody and even contemplating suicide at one point. But yet here you are, still standing and strong and ready to take over. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we were going to do a docu-reality show, but I kind of decided to step back and focus more on the music for now. But I wanted people to know my story and know that I've been through a lot of different things, because I feel like it's a struggle for everybody in different ways. I think because I'm an artist, some people might think that it's a little different when it's actually not. You know, I want people to understand that I'm regular. I'm not trying to be extra. I'm the same. You know, I think we all have extraordinary qualities that God gives us all individually, but I also feel like I have to, you know, be honest and be as transparent as possible for my audience, because I want them to know, listen, we all go through it in some way or another.
That's
so
right.
I just
want
people
right.
to see that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
And as an artist, that's what draws me to a particular artist, just knowing that you're real and knowing that, you know, you go through the same things that a lot of us go through, and we don't talk about it. So for you as an artist to actually put yourself out there, I'm telling you, RL, the few minutes that I saw in that trailer, I was sitting here blown away. I really was. I was like, wow, he's real with it. He's not trying to play this role. He's coming real with it, and it makes me love you as an artist that much more. So I appreciate you doing that. So is that going to be the extent or of it? So are you going to do more to that, or are you just going to kind of leave that as it is?
Well, it really depends. We have a lot of footage, you know, and I've been through a lot of different things that people don't understand, you know, behind the scenes. They look at it like I've been gone for a while and really don't know my story or what I've been through, and I want people to know that story. I think that a lot of artists try to put up a facade about who they are and what they do, and I don't want to be that way. I want to let my audience in. I think that rappers are known for that, and they get a lot of credit for that, because they try to be somewhat transparent about their past and things they've been through. I don't think enough R&B artists do that. You know, we deal with love and things like that, broken hearts, and I want you, but we talk about dealing with, you know, other pains. I don't think a lot of artists do that enough, and I want to do that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that you put that out there like that. It was really great to watch, so thank you for that. I know, Black, you wanted to ask RL something.
Oh, of course. First, I feel like I have to, you know, it's my duty just to say and give you a shout-out, because if it wasn't for your music, a lot of guys would not have gotten a little extracurricular back, you know, so I'm going to give you some love on that, brother, you know what I mean? So,
that is the truth. That is the truth.
Yes. And my question is, my first question is, you know, how important is it for you to remain, you know, your status is where it is, to remain classic, in the sense that, you know, your music is always being played, it's party starters, it's, you know, remixes and things like that. You know, how important is it for you to make sure that your mark is always, you know, being felt?
Well, you know, I have a legacy I'm continuing. My cousin is Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. My mother used to sing with Little Richard, things like that. For me, I've been able to survive the last 15 years off my catalog. And the truth is, when I decided on the first single being Booed Up, that was actually what I had to think about. I had to ask myself, if a promoter said you can sing three records, you can do Too Close, Wifey, what else am I going to do? I had to figure out a record that was on that level, that was anthem quality, timeless subject that I could put in there. And I think that I miss you, I want you, I need you, I'm sorry, forgive me, why'd you hurt me, please don't leave. Certain things never go out of style. I also didn't want to alienate my audience. So what I wanted to do was say, how can I recreate something with a little more hipness so it's not dated and it still flies? yet still be able to hold up against those other timeless records. And that's one of the reasons I didn't come out for so long, because I'd rather just continue to tour overseas and live off of, you know, my catalog instead of compromising my artistic integrity by putting out something that could, you know, last 5 minutes on the radio. So that's the most important thing to me is the art. I respect the art. And my favorite record on the album is not Booed Up. I love the record, but the truth is Too Close on our first album wasn't my favorite record. I think it's a gift and a curse, because I never liked up-tempo R&B, only because the only hot joint that didn't have a feature on it was This Is How We Do It by Montel. If you think about other ups back then, it had Biggie on it. It had Jermaine, you know, and I always said, and that's why if you listen to Next, we never really had a feature unless it was a remix or something like that, because we didn't want people to be looking at the side of the stage seeing if the featured artist is going to come out. And that's another reason I put an unknown artist who will be known to Taylor J, who's actually from the Twin Cities like me, on my record. Mm-hmm. I said, if I'm going to put somebody on there, let it be somebody that's on the come up that maybe I can, you know, put a little light on, you know, with the fact that I've had, you know, some success. So I wanted to make sure that the record was on that level. I could put a fresh new artist on a record instead of saying, let me go get who's hot right now so they can make me hot. No, I want my record to be hot so that I can be hot. Not somebody, you know, I want somebody to add to it, but I don't want it to be about them and, oh, yeah, by the way, look, I'm still here and I'm standing next to this guy.
I love that.
Exactly.
Yes. I have even greater respect for you just hearing, you know, your answers right now are a wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, that kind of goes into my next question. You know, your approach itself, you know, I wanted to find out, has your approach changed from RL, you know, when you came out with your debut album to the RL now, 2013, as far as songwriting and, you know, just how you, you know, your music production and things like that? Or are you kind of, you know, is everything still the same, or the growth process?
Well, you know, when I did my first solo album, it was an accident. It was really like college for me, because I had no idea what I was doing. Me and Walter Millsap, who actually discovered and put together Mindless Behavior, was like my little brother, just went in the studio, to be honest, and just learned. I didn't know how to arrange. I didn't know how to really do harmonies like that. Now, I've really worked on my craft over the years. I engineer, write, arrange, record, and do it all myself in my home studio. So it became, you know, me learning to be a better artist and be a better person. And for me, this is the first time in my career where I was able to have something in my head and lay it down, and it end up sounding exactly like it did in my head. So I think that's every artist, you know, dream, and that's what they work toward, because we have all these things in our head that we want to get out, and it, sometimes it's so cluttered or it just doesn't come out the way you expect it. For me, 515 did that.
All right.
Love it.
As an artist, RL, what gives you the most satisfaction? Would it be the writing, performing, producing, or is it kind of all of it together?
You know, again, being as an artist, for me, it's all about the art. What gives me the most joy is being able to have records that are known as anthems so well that I can start singing and stop and put the mic to the audience and they sing to me. The most rewarding part is when people sing your record at the top of their lungs like they wrote it. Because I want to be, I consider myself the spokesman for me. I remember being young and calling up girls, Star 67, my number. I think that's what she was supposed to block, Star 67. And I would call a girl I liked and put the phone to the speaker and play some Babyface, some After Seven, some Jodeci, some Boys and Men. And,
what you know
and
about
hang up.
That?
Oh, man.
I remember that.
Right, and then she would call back. But remember, my number was blocked. She'd call back, and I'd be like, hello.
Oh, man.
Play like it wasn't me. I want to be that guy now. I want to be the spokesman for men that says things that are sometimes distasteful, tastefully.
Mm-hmm.
The things that men say, you know, whether it's sexual or whatever, I want to be able to say it creatively so, you know, maybe it, you know, happens a little faster for you. So that's what I want to do, my music.
You are killing me, Arl. wait, so that was you playing on my phone back in the day? Oh, now I know. Now I know.
Oh, man.
You are listening to PD Radio.
In the next 10 years, do you see yourself being more in the spotlight, or do you feel like you're kind of going to kind of float behind the scenes more? Where do you feel your path is going?
Well, I'm a middle child, so I've always been one to try to get attention. So I've been out of the limelight a long enough time to last me a lifetime. So I always want to get, as long as it's for the right reasons, I want to shine. But I can honestly say I feel sorry for a lot of the artists today, and that's one of the reasons that I was scared to come back, because this whole social media machine really can destroy you, and I feel bad for cats like Chris Brown.
Man,
why,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what's funny? A lot of the mistakes he's made, I mean, I ain't really like put hands on nobody, but like the tantrums and different things, I know that me and many artists have been through all that. When you want something so much, and, you know, a lot of artists are temperamental, and it's not because we think we're all that. It's the opposite. We're insecure. So
right.
The difference is, back when I was coming up, all there was Black Planet. There was no YouTube, no Ustream, no Twitter, no Facebook, no camera phones. Well, video. So now,
right.
You know, you see things that we're privy to watching somebody grow up in front of us, and we're sitting there attacking them instead of bringing them closer to us, saying, listen, learn from your mistakes. We kind of push them away, and social media has given so many people a forum to sit behind their keyboards and type hate. And I have a rule in my household now. I can go look at the articles on me and different things like that, but I can't go to the comment section. That's the rule, because it'll ruin my day.
Right.
So that's my thing about today.
Yeah. Mm. I think today the media, you're right, RL, it's so crazy, and it's funny. It's because we look for the downfalls of individuals. We look for, we glamorize it like it's so grand, and it's not. Like you said, instead of glorifying it, how come we aren't pulling these artists in, saying, listen, what you did was wrong. Now we need to work on you and get this fixed, because we can't have this out there. But we're too busy, you know, looking online and looking, you know, and blowing it up bigger than what it really was sometimes, and that happens a lot, you know.
Right.
And like you said, for a lot of artists today, you really have to be careful what you do, because it's going to come back to you at some point, and it's just going to be blown completely out of hand.
Yeah,
so.
even the things that you don't do. I remember there was an article on me, and I hadn't been out in a decade, and it was just so frivolous and so not had it didn't have any basis to it that. It scared me, and I was like, I was getting ready to come out with a project at the time. I just decided to scrap it. So you know what? I'll sell these records to somebody.
Right.
So it's just people don't really understand how careful they have to be and who they affect when they just put anything. So I mean, but I'm back and I'm ready for it. I'm actually I know I have to get tougher skin. So I'm in artist boot camp or social media boot camp preparing myself. For
nothing wrong with that.
Backlash.
No, I hear that. Yeah, and I'm following you on Twitter, so you got to follow me back, RL. I just want to throw that out there. All right, Black, go ahead.
Hey, I have a question. This right here is from the PD listeners, and one of the questions, I took a poll, and they would like to know, what is one legendary artist that you would love to work with, whether it's in the booth or out on stage performing live, that you never had a chance to work with?
Well, it's funny because people ask me that and they think I'm going to say a singer. I've worked with Ronald Isley. I've written for Ronald. I've written for Luther.
You are
It probably have to be Biggie because, you know, I've worked with Pac. I've worked with Big Pun. That was the homie. Biggie was such a storyteller and so ahead of his time. And any artist that can self-deprecate themselves and say negative things about themselves in a laughing manner, It's so creative. You know, I just feel like he was so much ahead of his time. And that was somebody I got to meet. It's funny because I actually went with KG to the studio when they recorded Missing You with Biggie, 112. But as we were going to the studio, he said, this is before we had ever made it. He said, you cannot tell them you're an artist. So me and Q Parker, you know, are friends now. So he actually remembers meeting me. He's like, that was you? So I got to see Biggie and Puff and all of them in the studio, but I didn't get to tell him I sing. I didn't get to do any of that. And that was the one thing I wish I could have done, even just have a conversation. to see his thought process, because I love to talk to other, you know, people that are thinkers and that are
right.
intellectually deep, so I can see where they get their, you know, perspectives from, because I can use that when I write.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay.
You just have an amazing backstory. I'm loving this. I'm not going to keep you too long, RL, but
I
have another question.
Take as much time as you.
See, I love you even more now. I love you even more. I have a question, and my question, RL, is, have you ever thought about acting? And the reason why I ask is because you definitely have the looks. I mean, hands down, you have the looks. And the video you did with Deborah Cox for We Can't Be Friends, I mean, you nailed it. Aside from you guys delivering an awesome record, you two looked as if you were a real couple. So just watching you in that video, I'm like, I think I can see him doing some stage plays and some movies and some TV shows. So has it ever entered your mind to pursue acting at some point?
It has, but I think I read an article from like Samuel L. Jackson or something, and he was kind of offended by all the, you know, artists that get roles because
right.
they're artists. And I kind of respect that. It's almost like when I see people try to become singers or rappers because they're mm-hmm. actresses or athletes. It offends me because I know all the talent shows and van rides that I had to take to get to where I am. And I respect art. I respect the art of acting. I feel like if I did do it, like, of course, I always said this joke, like, look, you can put me in a movie, kill me in the first scene, as long as I can take my mom to the movies and go, Mama, there I go right there, that would be enough.
Right.
But to be honest, I'm kind of shy when it comes to that. I can express myself musically, so when some music is on, that's easy. But I would have to take some real acting lessons, you know what I'm saying? I respect the art so much that I wouldn't want to embarrass myself, number one. Number two,
right.
I respect cats that have been doing this for a long time, trying to get in, and all of a sudden, just because I, you know, got a record on the radio, that I'm trying mm-hmm. to be an actor. Now, that's not fair.
Yeah, I respect that, and I feel the same way you feel about it. But, I mean, I just have to tell you, RL, I mean, doing the videos, I mean, that's acting right there, and when I saw you and Deborah in that video, I was just like,
Might be a natural.
You delivered, yes. I mean, so just because you are, you know, a recording artist doesn't mean that you can't act. Some people, they, like you said, they just want to jump on it because of what it is they're already doing. But if it's in you already and you can deliver it, why not go for it? I think
you know, you're right. You're right. You know, I think that I'm so focused on getting the just do that I felt like I never got musically that
mm-hmm.
I want to conquer that first. I think that I've always been a person that felt like trying to do too many things at once can be a deterrent. That's why, actually, I'm not doing the next album at the moment because I was actually working on both albums simultaneously until I decided that it would be unfair to my fan base to try to, you know, dilute a project, you know, with other records. So let me do this album at the same time. I couldn't do it. So I like to focus on one thing and accomplish that. And you never know. You might see me in a couple movies and it'll be all for the start of here.
Uh-oh.
That's right, PD Radio. We putting out a petition for RL. I mean, I just want you to know I'm putting it out there because I think you have the goods to deliver. So, but respect to what you said, I understand that very much. And speaking of next, I did want to ask you about that briefly. Like, you know, are you guys coming out with another project? Are you working on anything right now?
I'm glad you phrased it that way because most people phrase it as, you guys going to have a reunion? Are you guys going to get back together? I think that in urban music, when someone tries to branch off, you know, they don't understand it's a business. It's like, you look at Coca-Cola, they have Sprite, if I'm not mistaken. They have different things. And
radio,
I feel
radio,
like
radio.
I have to be a businessman and I have to learn to, you know, do different things and diversify my portfolio so that I can be successful in different ways down the line. Next will always be. Really, it's just that we were in three different cities, and I didn't feel like we could do the kind of project that we need to, and to sound unified on a record without us being together in a studio like we did before. So, you know, guys are working on other projects. I know Tweet has a single out. T-Lo does management stuff. So, of course, there'll be another next album. We have actually 22 to 25 records recorded. The album was going to be called Music 101, but I really had already started on the next album, I mean on my album, so my situation came up and I did my partnership So it was like, well, let me finish this, and then once this is done, we can go back and revisit it.
Okay, I like that. That's going to be major when that happens.
You know it,
I'm waiting too. But for right now, RL, your solo project 515, when is this going to be available for the listeners?
Well, I really want to take my time. I recorded 70 records. So
what?
I've got it down to 25, and I know the label's saying, you know, 10 to 12 records, but I'm going to have to at least do 15, 16 records. So
right.
I really have to, I'm trying to get it down. It's funny because I keep saying, okay, I'm done recording, but I record pretty much every day. And then it's like, well, I like this record too, so I'm trying to make it a cohesive body of work, number one. Number
right.
two, I know that I want to release another single first, which will be either the Teddy record, which is called Sing, or another record called Down, which I love to perform. And I really, really, really have to reintroduce myself. I call it the album 515 because I was born at 5:15 a.m. I went into this project like I'm a new artist, like I've never had any success. So I don't want to rest on the laurels of the fact that I've, you know, people might know me. I want to go into it like no one knows me. So I want them to hear a few quality records, have a couple viral, you know, things out so they can see that they can trust in the fact of picking up the project and knowing that it's quality. So I really don't want to release the album until probably the fall on top of the second single so that they can know and I'll be out on the road. They can hear some records. You know, they can get a, it could be a buzz out there because I want people to really understand this is lasting music. This is timeless. It's not just a record that's going to, you know, pop off, you know, for a couple of weeks and then you get bored with it. I want this music to grow and I want it to be organic.
Okay.
Like I said before, RL, I have a whole new respect for you. I mean, the respect was always there, but I have a whole new respect for you just hearing, you know, how your mind works, how your spirit works, and you can't rush the creativity. Yeah, you can rush and put your album out now, but if it's not to the best of your ability and what you want to deliver, you can't rush it. You know, you have to wait until it's just right. So I love that you're doing that and you're not going to just, you know, just kind of push it out there, you know, just to get it going. You're one of those talents. You're very rare. You're very rare. You know, how you approach the music game, you're very rare. I'm so in awe of you right now.
I think there are other artists out there that feel the same way, but a lot of times, you know, they don't have the support of the label like I do. You know, I think that my past success and the fact that I write for other artists gives me a little leverage for them to, you know, want to trust me. They feel like, well, if other artists come to me and trust me, then why wouldn't they trust me with my own material? So I think they know I just want it to be the best possible. Plus, it's really not hurting the budget when I recorded. I recorded in my own studio myself with my production team, so it's not like I'm going crazy over budget or anything. So it's just about being creative and being able to express yourself at the highest level, and that's all I want to do.
Okay. All right. Black, is there any last thing you'd like to ask of RL?
No, yeah. I'm just going to say, you know, take your time because, you know, that music is going to come in handy for me, you know. Got plans for the new 515.
And RL, you don't have to play on my phone anymore. I mean, you just call me up directly. It's cool. It is cool. I'm just kidding. I like you, RL. Your spirit, you're very warm, down to earth. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to share yourself with PD Radio today. And I want you to know how much I admire you and your work because, as you know, it takes more than just talent to have longevity in the business. It takes drive and it takes heart. And you've proven to the world why we will continue to hear from you well into the year. And here at PD Radio, we will continue to support you and your music. So when you have them singles coming out, you know, send them to us. They definitely get spent on the show. And I just want to know from you, is there any last thing that you want the listeners to know about you personally, RL, something that we haven't touched on?
Well, really, I just want to say that the listeners, you know, give us artists too much credit. What I mean by that is I want to thank you guys for letting me use your forum to talk about my art. My music is my life. You know, it's my livelihood. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to hate doing interviews because I didn't like talking about myself. I felt like it, you know, it was wrong. But Mm-hmm. And, but I also didn't really appreciate or understand, you know, the importance of you guys. And I know that you could be on the phone with anybody right now, interviewing anybody, talking about anything else but me, and you guys chose me, and I'm honored. And I know that it's people like you guys that make it so that I can survive as an artist and that people even know about my material, you know, new or old. So I just want to tell you guys to keep doing what you're doing. And honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to interview me.
Wow, RL, that's what I'm talking about, that humble spirit. You got to love it. It is our pleasure to have you on, and we look forward to hearing, you know, just the best from you coming up through the years, RL. And again, thank you so much for tuning in with PD Radio tonight. Thank you so much, RL.
You are listening to PD Radio. Radio.
Yeah. You say you want me to stay home tonight, girl, and I say okay. If it's what you want, then I'll be here with.
Heart, and man, I enjoy that very, very much.
I said during the interview, I have an even greater respect for him. Just hearing, like I said, you know, his people sent me the trailer, the documentary he was working on, and I'm telling y'all, whoo, it's crazy. Like, this man has been through it all, and there's no way you can look at that trailer and not walk away with a greater respect for him. He's doing big things. I mean, like, he's working behind the scenes. Just because he wasn't in the spotlight, you know, that didn't mean he went away. He was behind the scenes. He was writing for major artists. Behind
That's where
the
that
scenes.
Money is at.
That's where the money is. So trust, RL is out there. He's doing this thing. Don't sleep on this man because he got it going on. Trust.
You know what's
RL,
crazy, Miss PD?
What's up?
I was just thinking, just imagine if he could have had that collab with B.I.G. back in the day. You know, that thing would have been classic.
I know, right?
You know that would have been hot.
That would have been crazy. That was crazy. He said he was in a studio with Biggie, and he could not tell Biggie he was an artist. How crazy is that? And he's sitting there in awe of the man, like, oh, my God, I'm in a studio with Biggie. He couldn't even tell him, you know, that he does music. He's an artist.
That's like me sitting there like, B.I.G., I make beats, but I can't tell you that. Come on. I'd have been too tense. I'd be like, man. Shoot.
Right.
I know.
Right. So the fact that, you know, out of all the artists he could pick, he picked Biggie, that's hot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And like he said, he's cousins with Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire. Man, that man, Philip, that was my father's favorite artist. He loved him. My dad loved his voice. He put on some Earth, Wind & Fire. You put on Philip Bailey, it was a wrap. He loved that man. So when I heard him say that, immediately comes to my mind is my dad, because he loved that man. He loved his voice a lot.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's
amazing what you learn about people, you know?
I'm going to tell you what else I'm saying. I need people to call up because I know that me and RL are not the only ones. Because
I know where you're going.
478-3599. I need y'all to call up right now because back in the day, y'all know y'all used to call them girls up, had your little background music on, thought you was pimping, you know what I'm saying, thought you was shit, till her mom picked up on the other line, and y'all hang up real quick. Come on now, call us up and give us some stories, because that's how we used to get it on back in the day, so.
Keep it real, y'all. RL said he would call, and they would call back, he'd be like, like he was asleep. It was funny, right? He looked like he would do that, too.
Hey.
You look like you did it too, Black. I know you did.
I'm being for real right now. Black used to be under the kitchen table because we had the nice big, you know, cloth over the table, right? So I used to hide underneath the kitchen table, had the phone underneath there, you know what I'm saying, trying to get my little extracurricular and, you know, calling up the girls. Hey, I'm just being honest with you, you know.
What was some of the lines you ran down on them, Black? I need to know. I know you remember because you don't forget anything. Tell us. Tell us how corny your game was.
We
want to know. Keep it real.
I'm gonna tell you this. My game was corny, but when you're an athlete, you don't have to have no game. You know what I'm saying? Because your game is just being an athlete and girls see you, you know, playing sports and stuff. You don't have to say nothing. You know,
you know what? That's
show up.
True, though.
You know, so.
Well, I want to know this, Black. Were you one of those guys back in school, you used to walk by the girls and, like, accidentally, like, touch their butts to see how soft they were?
No. I didn't do all that. I didn't have to do all that.
Black, you wasn't feeling up against the booty accidentally walking past and your hand just accidentally touched her butt.
Everybody played
now.
The Grays game. Come on now. We all played the Grays game. Yeah,
I'll never
up
forget
on
this one guy. He was like, it was me and another girl. I can't remember her name. He said her butt was real firm and mine was super soft. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, the Charmin booty.
You stupid. Call us up. We want to hear your stories, how you used to call and play the ladies' phones with the
Miss
Star 6-7. I know RL and Black wasn't the only ones. Don't be scared. We'll keep it real here on PD Radio.
Call up. The first
we
want to
know how corny your game was.
Hey, that's right.
Know.
The first fellow who calls up, I'm asking him straight off the rip.
Yeah.
Do you like firm booty or do you like the soft booty? I'm asking off the rip. Do you like the tenderized booty or do you like that real still booty? Call up, baby. We're going to kick in some music real quick.
That's right. PD Radio.
And then
we're going to
come
locked.
Right back. That's how
That's
we
right.
do it.
Yeah.
Energy. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. This is how we do it every week. So if you are a new listener, hit us up every week. This is how we get it on. So, you know.
Every week. Every single week.
That's right. The bank.
And hit up our archive shows at pdradio.site40.net and go listen to all the back shows. We get it in. This is how we do it here at PD Radio. Black, I want to thank you. You always deliver every week. You're the best co-host ever. Love you a lot. And
well,
I just want to say one more time to you again on the air. Happy birthday. Your birthday is this Thursday. You another year. You a young man.
That's right.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, you know. I'm kicking it.
Youthfulness. You kicking it?
Hey, I tell you what, if I wasn't here on PD Radio, it would be just like, you know.
Tough break, nigga. It's always cool.
You know, I have a job. I can get it on.
Stupid.
You know, I can get a job.
Stupid.
But I'd rather be here at PD Radio, of course.
That's right. That's right. This is the place to be. Before we leave you guys, we want to bring a caller in. It looks like somebody wants to chime in and say something real quick, so we'll give them a few minutes to say what's on their mind.
That's right. PD Radio, what's your name?
PD Radio.
Where you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
What's going on? You know who this is.
Oh, who's going on?
I do now. This is Airgasm.
I'm good. I'm up in the bodega right now, man.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Okay.
Let me get a Kit Kat.
Let me get a Twinkie. Let me get a Twinkie, right? And a grape juice.
I want some
Dipsy Doodles. They still make Dipsy Doodles?
Yeah, they do. The barbecue joints. That's the only kind of black folks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo, happy physical day, brother. Do your thing. That was a great interview, man. I mean, like, you guys always come correct. That was on point. And I'm still getting on the special guest. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna say nothing about it, but that's still in the works. I'm just trying to get with this man, but we're gonna make that happen. That's most definitely.
I know you're gonna make it happen. I ain't even worried about it.
That's definitely gonna happen.
I know it is.
So,
well, thank
you
for calling up, Airgasm. We winding down the show now, so we want to thank you for calling in. I'm glad you enjoyed the show tonight.
Thank you. Everybody out there, man, you know what I'm saying? Follow PDR Radio on Black District on Twitter, because they always got it popping, man. You know what I'm saying? Always got the good topics and the good music, so make sure y'all do that.
I just want to let everybody know last week's guest that we had on the show, Nicole Kane, was turned on to us by very own Airgasm. He was like, check her out. You know, she's doing big things. You need to get with her. So, Airgasm, thank you so much for, you know, turning us on to Nicole Kane. She was a great guest last week. Thank you.
Thank you guys for turning me on to the radio station. That's what I'm saying. Black and Beats are sick, brother. They real sick, man.
Hey, man, I'm trying to come correct with this mixtape coming out this summer. I want everybody to know about it, you know what I'm saying? My first mixtape, long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's called Eardrum Therapy for the Hearing Impaired. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Going to have some jazz on there, spoken word, hip-hop, R&B, a little bit of everything. Anything you like,
that's
it's going
right.
to be on there. So I got
and
some
And we're
going to
do a little listening party for it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to let you know about that, Airgasm. So if you can come out, that would be awesome.
Oh, you know I will. And I'm going to bring the people out to pay some money, too. Make sure, you know, they come in there with some admission. You know what I'm saying? Don't come
that's
in
right.
there unless
exactly.
you got $100 in your pocket to spend freely. You ain't coming up in there.
Hey, I'm a man of my word. So before you go, I got to ask you about the booty. So, Airgasm.
Do you like
a firm booty or do you like a soft pillow? You know what I'm saying? Aerodynamic booty. Talk to me.
Okay, I'm gonna be real with you real quick. It depends on if I feel like some Spanish rice or some Chinese takeout. You know what I'm saying? So if I want some soul, or if I want a little soul food, because sometimes you get the little firms and you get the thick but thins, and the thins is kind of thick. But you know what I'm saying? You know, to be honest, man, I just love the female body, the female
that's
shape.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. That's right.
Great answer, Airgasm. Great answer.
You know
that's right.
Since God created woman, I want to see what he's coming up with next up there. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I know that's right. Oh, man. Airgasm, thank you so much for tuning in, for calling up
tonight.
We appreciate you, all your loyalty to the show. Thank you so very much.
You guys
all right. Till
now.
All right,
brother.
I'm going to keep you out.
All right.
Peace out, man.
All right.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. He came politically correct on that.
We love the love here. Yeah, he gave the right answer.
Yeah. You stupid.
The fellas were scared to call up to say what kind of booty they like, because maybe the kind of booty they like, their woman don't have it, so they were scared to say it because they ain't want to be found out. But it's all good. It's all good, you know.
Yeah,
like
you know, they sit in the back. They sit in the
I
back
know,
like,
right?
you know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, just flipping.
They like if I say I want it firm, you know, my girl knows she don't have a firm booty. She gonna get mad because I'm saying that, and vice versa. So, you know, it's okay. We know y'all out there listening. It's all good.
Don't be scared of the pressure, fellas. It's all good. You know I got your back.
Miss
That's
PD
why I'm here.
Got the cottonelle. I'm just telling y'all right now. It's the cottonelle. Let me stop. I am a mess. Let me stop.
You got the 3,000 thread count booty.
I'm not.
We're going to kick it, man. That's how we do every week.
It's time to go. PD Radio, thank you to our guest, our very special guest tonight, RL, for coming through and chopping it up with us. And next week on the show, we got the awesome Villa Dom, and we have super producer Bang Out. So
that's
don't
be
miss
crazy.
Next week's show. It's going to be another crazy show. We got a double header next week, so you don't want to miss it. PD Radio, this is how we do. And shout out to Maria on Twitter. Thanks, darling. We love the support. Thank you so very much. PD Radio, we are out. Let's take them out, Black.
Take them out.
Thank you.